right back with Ali C.
Kate Delaney, welcome to another edition of America Tonight. A snapshot of what's buzzing around in our backyards. Boy, is there a lot of conversation that I'm sure some of you have been a part of in your own neighborhoods. Still a lot of focus on Osama bin Laden. Who doesn't have an opinion on this? From my 80-year-old neighbor, five houses down, to the 18-year-old who was raking the leaves the other day, directly across the street. And I'm sure you've heard similar things when you've been pushing a cart at the market or been out with the boys, shooting some pool, wherever. I guarantee from the Space Coast in Florida, where you're listening to us on WMEL, all the way up to Vermont, listeners on WVMT, and Illinois, Texas, people listening to us in Dallas and Austin, basically all those nooks and crannies and everywhere in between that I've been talking about. Still a lot of conversation about Osama bin Laden. And most of it, I have to say, is we got him. Jokes, you know, we blew his eye out, whatever. I heard so many one-liners about that this past weekend. Most of them bad, I have to admit. You thought my exit lines and jokes were terrible. So, and it's interesting, too, about Osama bin Laden. You know the old thing about too soon? It wasn't too soon in this case. I mean, almost immediately it started. In fact, I tuned into Saturday Night Live, which is, these days, to be honest, I think the comedy isn't as edgy and as good as it used to be, but not always. And I watched this week, and there were several skits about Osama bin Laden. One where there were a crab and a mermaid at the bottom of the ocean, and then his body came down, and they said how they didn't want Osama bin Laden and whatever. But you get my drift. So there was no too soon rule, of course, with Osama bin Laden. Now, in the aftermath, still there's questions that are swirling around. For me, forget the nonsense and the questions about, oh, should we have assassinated him? Didn't we assassinate him? Even I had one of my own friends say to me she felt sick to her stomach when people were celebrating over the death of Osama bin Laden. She didn't think it was right. And there are people that feel like, why should we be celebrating his death? You just have to realize all the hatred that's been built up and the fact that keep going back in your mind. 3,000, almost 3,000 dead Americans at his hands, at his call. You just have to think about that. So now it's about moving forward a couple of things. One, Al-Qaeda. Do we see intensified efforts to try and attack the United States as retribution for bin Laden, who was really kind of on the outs with Al-Qaeda? Or is it just business as usual anyway? Are you concerned about that and about traveling? And also, the question that I still want to know, I can't help it, I still want to know this. What does Pakistan know? You know, the Prime Minister continues to reject all these accusations about bin Laden. I just do not believe it. I don't care what language it is, everybody gossips. Everybody. And sometimes men are the worst. So you can't tell me that hardly anyone knew that bin Laden was there. Even if they try to keep under wraps for 5 years? So I'm not buying what the Prime Minister, Yousaf Razi Jalini, is selling. He keeps rejecting it and saying, and this is the reason why, because they're embarrassed by having the Navy SEALs dump in, grab him, take him, go out of the compound. They either look like incompetent fools or they're complicit in hiding bin Laden. Which do you think it is? Do you think they're complicit or do you think they're fools? So they don't like it. They don't like looking like idiots. I don't think this prime minister likes it at all. But to find him in Abbottabad, so close to the capital, 30 miles from the capital, you really have to wonder. I would say if they didn't know, they are. They're incompetent. What kind of a network do they have if they couldn't even get that information? I think they were afraid. That's what I think. I think they some people knew, and they just shut up. They were afraid to say anything. And there's definite fallout here. Absolutely. So the U.S. also wants Pakistan. I'm going to say this is going to be tough for them to get. They want Pakistan to let us have access to bin Laden's three wives so we can get more information about Al-Qaeda. Because the wives, remember, were at the compound when the SEAL Team 6 swooped in. And they're in Pakistani custody right now. The White House spokesperson, Jay Carney, says that all this fallout, though, from the bin Laden operation shouldn't hurt our relationship with Pakistan, that it's important, but yeah, it's a little bit complicated. And here's Jay Carney.
The United States and Pakistan have an important, complicated relationship, as we've said. The cooperation that we've had with Pakistan has been important for years now in our fight against terrorism and terrorists. And more terrorists have been killed on Pakistani soil because of that cooperation than anywhere else in the world. And that's important to note. Which is not to say we don't have our differences, because we do. We obviously do. And those differences are frequently aired. But the fact of the matter is that that relationship is important. The cooperation continues to be important for the United States in order to pursue Al-Qaeda and other terrorists as the war continues after the death of Osama bin Laden. We believe that it is very important to maintain a cooperative relationship with Pakistan precisely because it's in our national security interest to do so. Well, we remain confident that we will continue to be able to cooperate with the Pakistani government. I don't have a specific announcement about what that cooperation will produce, but we do believe it's important, and we do believe that it will continue. It is important to remember, as complex as this relationship is, despite the differences that we have, that it remains a very important and vital relationship for the United States because of our national security interests. And that is why we continue to make the effort to cooperate with Pakistan, because we it's in our interest to do so.
Yeah, but what's being said behind closed doors? If we could just be a fly on the wall and hear what's really being said, he has to diplomatically step around that. Look, the relationship is fragile, to say the least, including that you remember what happened with that U.S. drone attack in March. That frayed a lot of nerves. And how about the CIA contractor, Raymond Davis, who I think justifiably shot two Pakistanis in January, but we know what happened there. And now the CIA station chief, he's been outed, his name's been outed, but still the U.S. says they're going to keep him in place. Oh, he's got to feel pretty secure, don't you think? And so it goes. Hang around, much more to come. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Bin Laden's death. That's what we've been talking about here on America Tonight. To be sure, we're going to weave in other conversation because, yes, there's some other things happening, including, sadly, all these floods. How can we not talk about our fellow Americans who are, sadly, just up to their necks in water? They're saying that the FEMA relief funds might run out because of all these disasters. Can you imagine? You're just that tax-paying good citizen, and then the one time in your life when you need help, you just need a helping hand, it's all the money's gone. Sorry, the money's gone, but that's what's happened. There's been so many emergencies. Mississippi River, I mean, it's like record levels where it's cresting. Just awful. Memphis, they're worried. It's bad. Just picture in your head. You could picture any house. The car is floating, so who knows whose car it is. It might not even be the person who lives in the house. And the house is just covered with water. Only the roof is exposed. Only the roof is exposed. Awful. I mean, they haven't seen this kind of water level since the 30s. any of those low-lying neighborhoods, and people are just, you know, they have to. What are they going to do? They have to get out of their house. And Mississippi and Memphis, and you think of Memphis and some of the landmarks there, Graceland. They're saying Graceland and Beale Street should be okay. It should be okay. But that's not a guarantee. I mean, they're going door to door in Memphis and telling people or warning them, don't think that you can ride this out. You can't ride it out. A flood is a flood is a flood, no matter how you slice it. Jerry in Florida, you have the floor here on America Tonight. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Katie. How are you doing tonight?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Oh, I'm here, and that's enough said.
There
better
you
than
go.
Not being here.
I agree.
Okay, regarding Pakistan, there is absolutely no way that the Pakistan military did not know that Osama bin Laden was in Abbottabad. Impossible. Let's dispense with the two clowns, the president and the prime minister, Gilani and... the other guy.
Musharraf.
Musharraf. No, Musharraf is the ex.
Yeah, the ex-president. Oh, you're talking about the current president.
No, Zardari.
Yeah.
And Gilani, who was the prime minister.
Yeah.
Remember, they are subject to, at any and all situations, to the military. Let me give you a quick instance. Zardari, when he came into power, decided to put the ISI, which is the most powerful military body in Pakistan, under the Interior Ministry. He said that at 9 o'clock in the morning, 11:30, he had two meetings with the military, and 1 o'clock in the afternoon, he retracted his order. One must never forget the Taliban is the child of the ISI. Now, you've got to understand Abbottabad, and I have been there. It's a town up around 4,500 feet. It used to be a cantonment for the British Army. In fact, it's named after the Lieutenant Colonel Abbott. There is absolutely no way that the ISI and the military in Abbottabad did not know about Osama bin Laden. Of the 100,000 people that live in Abbottabad, 35,000 are military-related, either employed in the academies there, or are students, or are munitions supplier, and Abbottabad is the center of the munitions industry in Pakistan. I know the country, I know the people, it is impossible that the Pakistan military did not know about it. The head of the current head of the ISI is a guy by the name of Pasha. And he reports to Kiani, who is the head of the military. Nothing happens of any significance in Pakistan without Kiani's approval. Now, we gave Pakistan $3.4 billion, with a B, dollars in 2010. Primarily to prosecute the war against Al-Qaeda and against the Taliban. Well, they weren't very successful with that, but they took the money. Now there's a request for $3.2 billion, and some of our politicians say they're going to get it.
Yep.
Boehner's
one of them.
Not. What they should do is, hey, you say you're going to do what you want to do. We say we're going to do what we want you to do, and we will pay you for it, and if you don't do it, you don't get a nickel. Money talks in Pakistan in every language conceivable. You control the purse strings, you own them. And until we start pulling on those reins, we're not going to get anywhere in that country. I know it. I speak Urdu. I live there. I spent my boyhood there. I know the mentality. The only thing that works is you do what I want or you don't get paid. Period.
Yeah.
You'd be amazed how quickly that makes everybody, you know, get up and pay attention. Thank you.
Yeah, Jerry, well said. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that story with us, too. Musharraf, by the way, the former president, is in the middle of a little bit of a controversy because he lashed out about the United States dropping the seals in last week, you know, after it had happened. And Musharraf, it turns out, had cut a deal with Bush that if either the Pakistan or the Americans knew where bin Laden was, certainly America could come in and get him. That's Musharraf had that deal in place. If he's here, you come in and get him. Then he turns around and criticizes Obama and the Navy SEAL deal, shrouded in secrecy, for doing that. After that was exactly what could have happened during his reign as the president of Pakistan. Interesting what Jerry said, and not a surprise that it's about the money. And he's, and look at, here's a guy who lived there, grew up there, and like he said, there is no way they did not know. And it's deny, deny, deny at this point. The prime minister and the president saying they had no clue that Osama bin Laden is there, was there for all those years. And they don't like looking stupid, so that's why they're getting defensive and speaking out and talking about, you know, the lack of information on it and that kind of stuff. But I agree with him. There's no way that any of us truly believe that somebody there didn't have a clue that bin Laden was there. It just wasn't there to their advantage to give him up. It wasn't to their advantage to do that. That's why I just can't stand to hear the conversation, and I've heard it in a couple of different places, on a couple of national talk shows, and, you know, in some of the columns I've read. I'm all about freedom of speech, but this whole thing about did the U.S. violate bin Laden's rights, boo-hoo, and no, rights. And the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, and two experts appointed by the Human Rights Council are looking into this. They're looking into this. So they're saying that bin Laden's death indicates a couple of different things. One, for a disregard for human rights issues. I mean, are you kidding me with this? Are you kidding me with this? Even to go a little bit further, Pillay says counterterrorism activity in compliance with international law means you're not allowed to commit extrajudicial killings. And this requirement would only be satisfied if the Americans had stuck by what she claimed was their stated intention to arrest bin Laden if they could. Whatever. Taking more next, 800-259-5791.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
In the so-called freedom, somewhere.
So we're still talking a little bit about Bin Laden, kicking around a couple of different things here on America Tonight. One, this crazy UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, which, by the way, I am doing a remote from the UN in 35 days from now here on America Tonight. So you can bet this is one of the things that I'll be asking about, the concerns, what's going on with this, if they're still investigating it. Hopefully we're going to chat with Susan Rice, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, rather, who told Congress that when we meet our financial obligations to the UN, we make Americans safer. But what happened this past Friday heading into the weekend, there were a couple of statements that the UN issued on the Bin Laden killing, and there were two academics, two professors and part-time what they call experts, you know, with the parentheses. They claimed that the norm should be that terrorists be dealt with as criminals through legal processes of arrest, trial, and judicially decided punishment. And they also insisted that the UN was entitled to receive more facts to allow an assessment in terms of international human rights law standards. You know, Michael Moore, the filmmaker, we already talked about this, said that it was an assassination by the U.S. of Osama bin Laden. He was saying that he should be tried and then executed. And I mean, give me a break. All this second-guessing over what happened. The big badasses of the Navy, the SEALs, the best of the best, guys who want no recognition, went in and did what they were supposed to do. And the speculation, how far away was the AK-47? I mean, every time you see the guy, he's got an AK. In any pictures that are released, he has an AK-47. So were the SEALs supposed to kind of guess? Gosh, I guess let's pussyfoot around this. I don't know. He might have that gun. It's dark, and we can't really see, and I don't know. I think it's done. It's over with, and we shouldn't have any blowback off of it. Well, now, whether we have some terrorist blowback as a result of it, I think that threat's always there. We're never living in the bubble anymore where we really truly believe we're completely 100% safe. Never, never, never. 800-259-5791. You could certainly throw in your two cents. Rick in Illinois. Hello, Ricky.
Hello, Kate.
Hello. Hey,
how'd your plow horse come in Saturday?
You know what? I wish I had Animal Kingdom. There were some people that liked Animal Kingdom. That horse was 20-1. If you put down a couple of bucks, just a couple of bucks, you would have won $43 on just a straight bet on that. Nobody won the Derby Challenge.
Well, no, that horse come out of nowhere and win that race.
I know.
I've seen on the news that Al-Qaeda even said Obama, Bin Laden's dead, so I guess that puts the final touch to us all this. Garbage is him not being dead. He's hiding out somewhere else.
Well, anyone who thinks he's not dead, they somehow must be smoking too much pot or something. They've killed too many brain cells.
That's those Palin voters, so. But, yeah. You know, Obama's from Illinois. You know, we have a new drink in honor of Osama bin Laden. Have you heard about it?
No, what's it called?
Two shots and a splash.
Ba-dum-bump. That's a good one. Two shots and a splash.
That's a new drink we got.
I like it. That was good. That was good. So you weren't in the money either for the horses.
No, I lost all the way around.
Yeah, that was a I don't know anyone that won. I don't know anybody that picked that horse straight up.
No, he just come out in the middle of nowhere. Just won. So,
yeah, crazy.
Well, I'll wait for the next race. What's the next one?
Preakness. We'll do a Preakness challenge too. Preakness is the next one, and so we'll see. Does this horse have what it takes to win the Triple Crown?
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's the best story, folks listening who know nothing about the Kentucky Derby and didn't plan our little Derby challenge. Okay, so Animal Kingdom, an unlikely horse, wins the Derby, and his mount, in other words, the jockey who was riding the horse, John Velasquez, wasn't supposed to ride that horse, but the jockey who had the mount on the horse was injured, so he got to ride the horse, and then he wins the Derby. That's a huge day for him. Huge! Rick, thanks for the call.
Yeah. Take care.
You too. 137th running of the Derby. Interesting fact about the Kentucky Derby. The great-great-grandson of Lewis and Clark was the one who, of Lewis and Clark, came up with the Derby, pushed to have it built, Churchill Downs, all that stuff, because he went to Europe and saw the kind of racing that they were doing there in France and in England, and decided we can do this better. So came up with Churchill Downs. Next thing you know, boom, we got the Derby. How about that? Don in Wyoming, hello.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, you stole my joke. I heard that one today, too. So
I like it.
Bin Laden. Two shots and a splash. That's pretty bad, but anyways. Hey, speaking of Memphis, by the way, Are they Eastern or Central time zone there, Memphis? You know?
Eastern.
Are they?
They have to be, yeah.
Are you sure? Okay. I think it follows Mississippi, or maybe it's earlier. I can't remember what the line divider is there for the from the east and the central.
I think I'm right. I'm pretty sure. I had a friend in Memphis, and it was Eastern.
Well, they're in triple overtime right now with the Grizzlies and the Thunder. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
I mean, they're playing 1:40 in the morning right now. And
crazy.
Because they have the late game, you know, and then next thing you know, they're in triple overtime. The fans are getting their money's worth. They're probably all at the game watching instead of being at home watching the house flood, right?
Right.
So, anyway, you know, it's interesting. You remember when Musharraf was president of Pakistan? But, you know, we were kind of backing him. He backed us or whatever. And when he lost, you remember all the rumble and the anti-American stuff going on. And so, how long has it been now since he's been out? Maybe 3 years has it been, or?
I think it's been at least 2.5.
Yeah,
it's been three. It's probably been three.
Yeah. So you know, to sit back and to understand that there's. I guess there's people in Pakistan that like us, you know, that like the money especially. But at the same time, you know, like our friend in Florida, they were saying, you know, there's people there that hate us, you know, and you know, can you? I was thinking when you were talking to him about that, and you know, can you imagine if the Navy SEALs dropped in and said they had Obama or Osama bin Laden cornered, and they said, hey, we got to take you alive. You want to come with us and? You know, so we can put you on trial and then execute you. And he said, no, I don't want to come with you. Then they go, oh, okay, well, then we can't shoot you because, you know, our liberals don't want us to do that. So we'll just leave you here and goodbye.
Yeah, that wasn't happening. There's no way. That wasn't happening. Uh-uh.
They gave him a chance to surrender. The guy didn't want to. He wanted to go out, you know.
He said that. He said, they'll never capture me alive. Remember how many times he say that?
Yeah. So, you know, he chose death I just kind of wonder how long it's going to be before we're not talking about this and, you know, get moving on to other things or whatever.
I know, but, I know. That's the thing. We do have to move on. We want to tell you this, too, because you brought it up. Oklahoma beat Memphis 133-123. That series is now tied at 2 apiece.
Oh, wow. So, well, I don't care for the Thunder, so I was kind of pulling for Grizzlies, but it is best of three now, right? So that's kind of the way it works out, so... Well, I wish I'd have recorded
that.
That
was three overtimes. Three overtimes, yeah.
Well, man, I was at a regular season game once when I went three overtimes, but, you know, it's a little bit hazy. Hey, by the way, do you remember I'm sure you do, a band from the late 70s, early 80s called The Cars?
Yeah.
Well, evidently, they've decided after 24 years to put out a new album that comes out tomorrow and go on tour And sure enough, guess where we're going to be this Sunday? They're going to be in Denver, and I got a ticket to it.
Oh, that could be that could be fun to see Rick Ocasek. That's like an 80s band, early 80s.
Yeah, you know, they had so many hit songs. And you know, Benjamin Orr, the hunk, you know, the blind guy, he died, I guess, back in 2000 from pancreatic cancer, and so it's just the four of them now. But you look at Rick Ocasek, and, of course, he married that supermodel of the 80s. Paulina Prutza, or whatever, Kova, her name
Kora
is.
Kora Kova, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're looking at you're going, you thought Billy Joel and Christine Brinkley was a bad mix. But anyway, though, so it should be a lot of fun. Of course, you know, it's a 5-hour drive over to Denver from where I'm at, but, you know, the Rockies always slam dunk the deal. If they're in town, then I say, okay, it's worth going, and sure enough, they'll be in town, so I'll be able to catch the ball game and the concert, so. Sounds like it'll be a fun weekend, so.
Yeah,
anyway,
good for
though,
you. That sounds fun.
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting about the Cars, you know, is looking at their first couple albums, two, three albums. I just remember, you know, you didn't, like, just skip songs in the album, you know, you just played the whole thing through. You know, I mean, it was like every song on the albums were great, you know, and you just played the whole album. You didn't have to, like, skip through, you know, or skip lousy songs to the better hits, you know.
You bring up something interesting, Don. Thanks for the call. How many people out there can name an album where you just flat out liked all the songs on it? He's right. Usually when you got, now, it's like when you get a CD, unless it's the best of and you're crazy about them, there's songs that you want to skip over. I skip over songs. Do you skip over songs?
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
I feel compelled to slip this in to the middle of the Osama bin Laden conversation. We told you about Oklahoma, 3 overtimes. That series is tied at 2. Let me squish this in for you. Miami now has a 3-1 lead. They beat the Celts 98-90. That was an overtime game, too. Crazy what happened with the Dallas Mavericks. They just evaporated the Lakers. It was a sweep, 4-0. And they annihilated them on Sunday. The final game was a ridiculous score, 122-86. The end of Phil Jackson's reign as the coach of the Lakers and a guy who has won 8 championships between the Bulls and the Los Angeles Lakers. And speaking of the Bulls, that series is tied with Atlanta. The tip-off is 8 o'clock Eastern on Tuesday for that series, if you're an NBA fan. Let's go to John in Texas. Hey, John.
Good evening.
Thanks for hanging. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple things. You got bin Laden. And he was found in Pakistan.
Yep.
He built himself a pretty good place to hide. And Pakistan says nobody knew he existed. That's bull. because they had to have building permits. Even the postal authorities there had to know he was there. But that's only a small part of what I'm calling about. And as I said before, the other part is our fuel consumption here in the United States. We have an imbecile in office. And I know you're not going to like that word, but Obama is an imbecile because he can correct a problem in a stroke of the pen. He has at his control and has had, as every president before, from 1974 that I know of, and can institute a natural gas heating situation for the Northeast, the North, and the North Central Western states, which will cut the assumption of oil in this country by probably 40%.
You know what? I totally agree with you. John, you'd be surprised. I agree with you. I think it's ridiculous what's happened with gas, and you're right about natural gas. In fact, you know, because you're in Texas, they're even running commercials in Texas about, natural gas, look at the people that are employed, thank goodness for it, look what it's done to our air, that kind of stuff. So I agree, absolutely. That would be one of the solutions, but it won't happen.
No, it won't. Although... If anybody did a research on what the federal government spent in 1974, I could point out $2 to $6 million that they paid out to cap a natural well. I wouldn't want to give the man's name out that owned it because he did what was right for the time. He got the money.
Right.
But... We now have a situation where the cost of fuel is getting out of line. We cannot build a hybrid that is efficient. We cannot build a non-fuel-driven vehicle that's equivalent to fuel-driven. Now, I speak as a trained mechanic. I've got probably 30 years in the general industry. I've also got a little training behind it, college-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put it this way. If we don't get somebody in their government on a high level that understands what's going on, this country will become, before the end of, I won't say 2012, but I'll say 2016, a second or third-rate country, because we'll be dependent on oil from other worlds. I say other worlds, I mean other countries.
Right.
And at the same time, we can go into Alaska, never mind offshore, we can go into Alaska and pay, by drilling, we can probably put 15 to 16% of our oil needs on the table in 5 years. We can go offshore. We can probably cover it 5 more years. We can go from shale development in this country, including Montana, Utah, and Nevada, and the central western states, and Pennsylvania. And we can cover it for the next 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
So if we continue electing men like Obama and Biden, we will be electing imbeciles that have only the destruction of this country. The other side of it is, even if you look at Obama's background, you know, I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have anything against Muslims, because I have some good Muslim friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I served with them in the service.
Mm-hmm.
But what you learn in the first 5 to 10 years of your life is what you believe the rest of your life. I go to a Baptist church now, but I don't even believe one bit in their dismissal process. You go to a church and they ask people to dismiss the congregation. That can't be, because if you believe in God, you can't be dismissed from studying or learning it.
Sure.
Anyway, back to the point. It's time that the American public knew what was going on. Are you still
well,
there? Or
I'm listening, and I was just going to say, I was looking at a place to jump in. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about Barack Obama, and thanks for the phone call. The thing about Obama is, I agree with you, but it's not just Obama when it comes to fuel. I agree that there are things that could have been done, that should have been done, and have not been done. And like you say, you described it as one stroke of the pen with the natural gas. Absolutely. I've talked about that before. And, of course, we know Alaska and offshore drilling is the great debate, and that's part of the environmental deal. It went with the environmentalists screaming bloody murder that killed refineries being built and offshore drilling. Then we just went through that whole oil spill, so that's more excuses of not to do it. We see how it's a big booming industry in Brazil. We see what's happening with Russia. They are soaking up oil all over the place. And so is China. China is all over this. They're going to have so much oil. So is Russia. And we're going to be the ones that are going to be left on the sidelines. So I think, actually, you're correct. 2016, I don't know about the date, but I think it's scary what's happening with fuel. And every time the prices go up and down, when the prices go up, that's when people squeal and there's concern. And then the president, whoever it is that's in place, starts to talk about, well, we need to look at gouging. It's not about gouging. It's about all those other things. Like you say, natural gas for one. And the electric car stuff, that could have been built a long time ago. In fact, it's a known fact that the electric car was up and running and was pretty much killed by GM and collected up and, oop, can't run these. Next thing you know, we're back to the drawing board all over again. How do we present that alternative to people where it's affordable? It gets pushed back. And why? Because, you know, where's the profits? Where's the profits in that? If you have any thoughts on the show, please send them to me at americatonight.net.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
Why, it's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
Duh. Winning.